At Atwood Marshall, we are proud of our long history of providing legal help to people on the Gold Coast and northern New South Wales. If you need help with personal injury law, family law, wills and estates, conveyancing and business law, look no further. Call 1800 621 071. Now here's your podcast.
Sweeping legislative changes have been introduced by the Queensland Government to reduce red tape for business. According to the Government, the motivation behind the introduction of the new legislation is to simply reduce the requirements for property agents, motor dealers, auctioneers and debt collectors. I'm joined by Emma Houston from Atwood Marshall Lawyers. Emma, thanks for joining me.
The Property Agents and Motor Dealers Act has been repealed. What are the changes?
The Property Agents and Motor Dealers Act, or PAMDA, was enacted in 2000.
Yeah.
And, however, that's been repealed now. There are four separate acts which are going to replace the repealed PAMDA.
Right, okay. And what was the objective of PAMDA, really?
PAMDA was originally enacted to protect consumers against undesirable practices that provided for the regulation and activities of licensing, the conduct of real estate agents, residential letting agents, auctioneers, motor dealers, commercial agents, and pastoral houses.
Okay, so it's fairly broad in many respects, isn't it?
It is, and the repeal will see the PAMDA split into four industry-specific acts.
Right, okay. And so PAMDA is still in force?
It is still in force. It's expected that the changes will take place later in 2014, although an enactment date has yet to be announced.
Okay. Now, what was the motivation behind all this? I mean, it's a significant sweeping change. What was the reason for doing it?
Essentially, PAMDA was split to create a simpler system. It does this by reducing red tape while continuing to maintain appropriate consumer protection.
Okay. So if we were talking about the real estate industry, say specifically, which act will affect them the most?
The Property Occupations Act will affect the real estate industry.
Okay. And so who do the upcoming changes set out in the Property Occupations Act impact upon?
These changes will impact upon a number of parties, including real estate agents, auctioneers, property developers, and also everyday people selling and buying property.
In a general sense, Emma, what does it mean for, you know, a real estate agent, say, on the Gold Coast or anywhere for that matter? How do they play out in a practical sense?
The agents are going to see a number of substantial changes. However, the key changes are the fact that there's not going to be a cap on a real estate agent commission anymore. That's going to be removed, and agents can now charge whatever commission they like. This may make the market more competitive. Further, an agent will no longer need to disclose their commission to a buyer, as they do under PAMDA. That will remain confidential between a real estate agent and seller. The final change for an agent is they can still receive commission if they have a beneficial interest in the property, although that needs to be disclosed and agreed upon by the seller.
Right. What about property developers?
Now, they no longer need to be licensed.
Ah, wow.
Although they do still have strict disclosure requirements in the correct disclosure form.
Okay. And auctioneers?
Auctioneers will still require a license to hold property auctions.
And what about residential letting agents? How will they be impacted by these new changes?
The Property Occupations Act will allow residential letting agents to manage more than one building complex, and it'll also remove the requirement for them to reside on site.
Okay, so collectively, I suspect that you know the profession of real estate agents and auctioneers and property developers, this legislative change would be fairly well received.
I would say so. It certainly reduces a lot of the strict requirements that are there under the PANDA.
Yeah. So are there changes to the form of contract and cooling off periods?
Yes, there are. It's hoped that the Property Occupations Act will simplify the process of entering into a residential real estate contract. Under the PANDA, that process has been quite complex. However, that should change. The warning statement, which must now be attached to contracts, will be removed, and instead a prescribed statement will be included in the contract with some specific words which the Act will nominate.
Okay, and what about buyers? Any implications for them?
This sort of makes it a little easier, as they no longer will need a lawyer's certificate to waive or reduce their cooling off period.
Wow.
And additionally, a buyer will be able to terminate the contract under the cooling off period without having to specify the section of the contract under which they're terminating.
Now, auctions, any changes there?
There are some changes to the reserve price and also the cooling off period. So an agent will be able to indicate that a reserve price exists for an auction of residential property. However, they still cannot disclose that price prior to the auction. And the cooling off provisions will change as well in relation to auctions. Under the PANDA, cooling off provisions did not apply to property sold by auction. The Property Occupation Act maintains that. However, that exemption is going to be extended. That means that a contract entered into with a registered bidder of an auction that's been passed in, there'll still be no cooling off period if the contracts exchange within 2 clear business days after the property has been passed in.
What are the exemptions for the sophisticated parties in the legislation?
The Property Occupations Act won't apply to sophisticated parties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a sophisticated party is defined as either a publicly listed company, the state, a statutory body, or buyers that are purchasing 3 or more lots at one time.
Okay, so there's lots of changes. When will this transition all happen between the two instruments?
So as I said earlier, the PANDA is still in force, and
yeah,
we don't know an exact date for the Property Occupations Act to commence. So this means we're in a transition period now, but any contract entered into before the start of the Property Occupations Act is under PANDA, so any contract entered into now, PANDA applies. Those entered into after enactment of the Property Occupations Act will be subject to the new Act.
Right, so the agents and all those impacted should be really turning their minds to the fact that this new legislation is coming into place. Is there things that they should be doing now?
There is. While the following suggestions I'm going to make can't be implemented until after the commencement of the Property Occupations Act, it is worth agents giving some forward planning and thought to these matters now, and they are that residential contracts will need to be updated to include the prescribed words above where the buyer signs the contract. And once the Property Occupations Act commences, the Form 30C and Form 14 are to be removed.
Right.
There's also, they will need to give some thought to commission, given that commission with respect to their residential sales can be freely negotiated. And finally, once the Act's in force, and even before that, considerations going to need to be given on a contract-by-contract basis as to whether the property is a residential property and whether the Act applies.
Right.
So in that vein, they should be familiarising themselves with the terms of the new Act.
Okay. There is a lot in it, and I suspect that there's probably people listening to this podcast with still a few questions in their mind. If they want to get some more clarity on these sweeping changes, they can reach out to you at Atwood Marshall Lawyers.
They can, or Barry Van Heerden in the partner in our property commercial department, who's is a great person to call as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Emma.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hopefully you got something out of it. Remember, if you have a legal question, you can call us on 1800 621 071.